now seen in a while. What goes to your mind?
Yeah, what goes to my mind is just consistency of habits, consistency of defensive and offensive competitiveness and togetherness. It's really just like the Hornets DNA. I think through and through, we found a lot of different ways to have to win games. But I think that the group continues to just grow in a lot of ways. And, you know, you're seeing the defensive effort consistently be there. Not always perfect, but it's definitely there. And offensively, the same type of thing.
And you mentioned finding ways to win games. When you guys are able to do that, what does it say about the team and just how they're growing, I guess, in the way you want them to?
Yeah, it just shows a level of, I think, trust, a level of confidence that they have in each other, but also the ability to know that we have enough in our tool bag from a talent standpoint, from a X's and O's schematic standpoint. And that's kind of, I think, the mental freedom that they can play with. And so I've been proud of them. We've been learning a ton on this journey. You know, how you start the season and having to go through some adversity and, you know, being down some players, being down during a quarter, whatever it is, our guys find a way to kind of punch back. And that's what tonight was. It was like it was just a battle. And I was glad to see our guys come out on top.
To start the year 4-14 and then since Christmas have the number one net rating in the league, to like flip that extremely, I guess, what happened there for those who haven't been around your team every day? Like what flipped?
Yeah, I would say, you know, getting some guys back healthy definitely helped during that stretch. But even the guys that were playing when we weren't healthy, we're building the right habits. And then when the guys come back, our daily process is pretty elite. And it's a testament to our players, a testament to everyone in the organization, all the hard work that they put in. And everyone just continue to trust in that and get better. The mindset hasn't changed, and it doesn't change after a win or after a loss. And our guys just continue to kind of build that resilient mindset, that consistent competitor mindset.
Have you felt the chemistry with that five-man starting group kind of shift and, I guess, click and get more comfort as this has gone on?
Oh, definitely. And I think that group kind of starts it with their communication, their ability to hold each other accountable to our standards, to talk through what they need from each other on defense, what they need from each other offensively. And I feel like I've seen that grow from, hey, let's just play harder, to now it's like, hey, let's be better in transition fighting the shooters. Like, there's just more depth to the conversations. Offensively, they're switching pick and rolls. So let's work on our red execution. This is a good set for us to go to. And so the communication level of that starting five and the cohesion is growing, I think, just from their day-to-day conversations and their relationship building, but also from these game reps.
I want to ask you one other thing, because your oldest player now is Miles, who is 27. So, like, with no, like, OG around or anything, how has that communication gotten, I guess, so advanced?
Yeah, I'm the OG. So it comes a lot from me. But also, Miles is, you know, he's one of our most vocal guys. He's been through a lot of experiences. I look at a guy like Grant Williams, who's also been on playoff caliber teams, now getting Kobe, who's been in playoffs and high stakes games. And having Mason here previously, having Pat here previously, I think really helps these guys. And they've been able to kind of add some jewels. And then on top of it, I think we have a pretty a young staff, but a well-seasoned staff that's been through a lot of experiences.
You talked about believing in your process, and obviously you guys have done that for the whole season. But how nice is it to see that translate into reversing the trend from earlier in the season with struggling to close out some games to now that's starting to pick up?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about learning along the journey and embracing every part that comes with it. And so even early on in the season when we weren't able to close out some of them, you know, you watch it, you learn, you grow, and maybe you get it right the next time. But I know for sure the care factor in that locker room between the players, the ability to want to adapt. And we've thrown a lot of different lineups at them. We've thrown a lot of different indie game situations at them. And over time, I know that they will come right.
Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.